What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Bite Me podcast.
Yes. What number are we on now?
Five.
Ooh,
I know. Five. We got our White Claws here. Yes, we're feeling good. We're good. Not as good as the last episode. I mean, a lot of people thought it was funny, especially they said you were prime time Dana.
Really?
Yeah.
That?
One of our, like, Lauren and Amanda.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They were like... It was good.
Well, guess Vodka will do that to you.
Well, I am your host, Amanda, and my co-host,
Dana.
And we are back with another episode. Yes. So this time around, we traveled to Greenwood Lake, and we went to The Helm. And they were nominated in 2017 for the best restaurant in Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to Greenwood Lake?
I don't go to Greenwood Lake.
No. Wow.
I don't know. I've never.
Because of the distance, or just like you never really.
The distance. I've never really had a reason to go there. But actually, when we were on the way there, I was remembering that one of my brothers, like best friends in high school, lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I had ever heard of it. And like he like used to go visit him and whatever. But just never really had a reason to go.
Yeah. So the only time I've ever heard of Greenwood Lake or been in Greenwood Lake is because now my extended family is from there. And, you know, like I have my husband explain to me, how would you describe Greenwood Lake? And he hit it like right on. You know, it's local. So they border New Jersey and New York. So they have people coming from like West Milford or different areas of Jersey that come, and they're right on the lake. So you can go out, you can boat, you can have fun, which I highly recommend for people.
Right.
Like,
so wait, hold on. Where do they border Jersey? Like, is it so the west side of Jersey, like by Sussex County?
Because it's like West Milford is like right there. So I think Dana found the geography of it. So if you can just explain.
Okay, I'm just because I was literally just saying, when people think of Jersey, I mean, I know for a long time when I thought of Jersey, I pretty much only thought of the coast, like where the beaches are in Seaside and Atlantic City is. But there is a part of Jersey, the western part of Jersey, Sussex County, borders New York. It does border New York. Like if you go like past Warwick, you'll get to, you know, the west side of Jersey. And so I'm trying to see if this is over there, but it looks like it's right like in the middle of the border where Jersey is. So it's not west, but it's not near the coast. So anyway, I'm just a nerd with geography. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Carry on.
And when we go boating, I'm going to try to have the guy, you know, Derek Jeter's, I don't know if they still own it.
Oh, I saw that.
The castle. Yeah. It's like a massive castle.
And you'll see it if you like.
You'll see it. You go on the lake and then you can go on that side and you could like pull up close.
Yeah.
But enough where you can see the entire outside.
I would love that.
It's really cool.
I saw that house. Oh my God, it's beautiful. So, okay, you know what? I also get Greenwood Lake and Tuxedo mixed up for some reason.
Yeah. It's
Greenwood Lake and Tuxedo. Mm-hmm. So, because I know Tuxedo has, like, a really, really affluent area, like, up on the hill. Like, Oprah used to have a house there.
Right.
And, like, I knew some people who knew people who lived in mansions up there.
Yeah.
And when I saw that Derek Jeter had a house there, I was like, I automatically thought Tuxedo.
Right.
But it's not. But is there, like, a...
No, not that I...
Affluent
can...
area of...
In Greenwood Lake?
Greenwood Lake, or...
So, here's the thing. So... Greenwood Lake, like, as you know, we said, it's local. It's like a lake town.
Yeah.
Back in the day, so my father-in-law basically said there used to be just bars. So people kind of like, how do I explain it? Like bar hopping. Mm-hmm. It used to be an area where you literally just went from one bar to another bar to another bar. Mm-hmm. And then you had like a swim up bar. I'm pretty sure they had there too. Because that's like a prime spot. First of all, boating, partying, and drinking. Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess...
All that.
Yeah. But I don't know if it got too rowdy and it sort of like died down. Unfortunately, Greenwood Lake does have sort of a bad reputation with like drugs and things like that.
Yeah.
You know...
I thought that because actually, if you listen to our last episode about Sullivan County, we talk about how, you know, we used to work out in Sullivan County and we saw this one side of it working with like lower income people and things like that. But then there's also like this really touristy, like, you know, appealing side to Sullivan County. But same thing. I had a client in Greenwood Lake too.
Yeah.
And they lived in a rundown.
But now here's the difference, though, with the Arnold House is it was a lot of people from the city.
Mm-hmm.
With Greenwood Lake,
it's just people it's from just the locals. Town.
Yeah, so this is doing what it's meant to do.
Right.
It's to bring the locals together. And it's awesome. So let's talk about the restaurant and mm-hmm. how it looks. So I want to see, when you pulled up, what was your first reaction?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, and I wasn't driving, but when I pulled in, I had a little bit of anxiety because the parking lot is kind of small.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, there's people, like, parked on the side at an angle, like, against the wall, and that gives me anxiety, and I didn't see any parking. And then I saw that there was, like, a corner, and I said, okay, well, what's behind that corner? Is it a dead end? Can we back out? Whatever. So I did have a little bit of anxiety with that. But we turned the corner, and there was a spot. There is enough space back there. And it looks like a house.
Yeah.
It looks like a house, like, you know, there's, like, an upstairs, you know. There's, like, windows like a house, so...
Yeah. So from the outside, it looks kind of, you know, different.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think, you know, if there wasn't a sign that's at the helm, you'd be like, oh, this kind of looks just
like a house.
Yeah,
like a house, like a lake house or something.
Right.
But also what stands out is...
The Kraken!
What do you call that thing? I don't know what that is, but...
It's like an octopus?
It looks like it's a giant octopus painted on the side, and it's like mm-hmm. tentacles are like coming out.
Yeah, and it covers like the entire side, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. So that initially stands out, because mm-hmm. it's like a dark, like navy, bluish. Yeah,
or like a black. It's a really dark color, and then the octopus is white.
So paint. It stands out immediately.
Right, like, and it's going to like reach out at you.
Right. The Kraken! I thought that was really cool.
It scares me.
So besides,
it scared me a little bit.
Scared you? Oh,
I don't like sea creatures.
Yeah. So when you go in, so I've been there before, mm-hmm. Twice, and for some reason, every time I went, it was like dimmer, so I couldn't really visualize what it really looked like.
Mm-hmm.
But we went during the day; it was really nice out. Mm-hmm. They have outdoor seating, and when you go in, it is kind of small. And it's kind of like an upscale dive bar. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there's a huge bar, which was packed, and people, like, look like they're having a lot of fun. The energy was great in there, and we actually have a clip of what it sounded like. It, again, looked like everybody, like, knew each other. There was, like, groups of people.
Right.
Like, groups of, like, five or six people, like, at the bar. It wasn't, like, two people and then, like, one person. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
like
very interpersonal.
Crowd. Yeah.
And the owner, Mark, was walking around and, you know, introducing himself. And he knows a bunch of people. And I was talking to Timmy again.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me, you know, how the relationship with locals
mm-hmm.
and how that's really helped them utilize, you know, get fresh ingredients or get more craft beer. And you know my love for craft beer.
Oh, my gosh. We already talked about this. We're going to have an episode about beer.
Yes, just strictly beer.
It's
we're going to go to town and we're mm-hmm. going to have a little lesson.
Yeah. Everybody's going to learn, myself included, because I'm not like a beer person. I don't know. I kind of just drink just to drink. I don't really have a taste for it. But I always, well, we'll talk about it, but I always drink a beer that you suggest.
Yeah. And so far, have I steered you wrong?
I was just thinking that, and I don't really have a taste for it. So, like, there hasn't really, I don't even know. I don't know. Alcohol, for me, I drink alcohol for the effect, not necessarily
the taste.
So, like, I can't say that, I don't know. And there's very little alcohol that, like, repulses me. So it's not like a beer I'm going to be like, ugh, I don't like that. Like, I'll be able to drink it. But I do have a preference for, like, lighter, citrusy kind mm-hmm. of beers, which this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Has. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mark, the owner, you know, was walking around talking to everyone. Very nice, very humble. And he actually told us he also owns the Irish Whisper in Greenwood Lake. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to talk about dive bar? That is the ultimate dive bar. You know, it's not gross divey. It's kind of just like, I don't know, I always have a little place in my heart for those dive bars.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, if you know one and you go to one, like, I mean, we've been to before together, Coyote's Tavern.
Yeah.
Remember? Like, I don't think that's really, like, divey.
It has, I think maybe, in my mind, when I think of something small
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
I don't automatically think that's like a dive bar in my mind. But
you do or you don't?
I do.
You do. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't...
Like,
I
it's small. It doesn't really have a lot going on.
Right. But that's what I would consider is like, you know, because you go... It's like a regular place for, like, people. Like, there's regulars there. Yeah. Right? And when you go, you always see somebody that you know.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's literally... Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, what's up? Dive right, bar. Boom. Right. You know, more than three people, it's dive bar. Boom.
We figured it out. Everybody, we defined it. All right. Put it in the dictionary.
Put it in the dictionary. But the service was awesome. So the seating arrangement, mm-hmm. I thought it was cool. So it's like you sit down, you have like the table, and then you have two chairs, mm-hmm. but then you also have a couch.
Yeah, there's like a couch, like bench thing that's yeah. along the wall.
Right, and it's like a big rectangle mm-hmm. that just goes along the wall, then like behind, and then wraps around mm-hmm. so that, you know, you could have, and I like that. Mm-hmm. And then it's comfortable, mm-hmm. it's like relaxed, you know, yeah. and then you have the big window so you can see the outside. I was just about to say,
there's a big window right there. You could see the lake and the boats.
And something that we just recently learned, because Dana and I just...
This is a learning experience, everyone. Right. Just so you know, like, it's been great. We learned yeah. so much.
Just like terrarium, yeah. you know? So terrarium I don't know plants. About boats. So, Dana, what's a helm?
A helm, we just looked it up. It's the thing that they steer with, the wheel.
The wheel. I think that's so cool. Yeah. Because this whole time I'm calling it the helm, and I'm like, I don't know what it means.
I don't even know what I thought. I don't even know. Like, I don't know.
No clue.
I can't even explain what something with ropes. I thought, I don't know.
Something with ropes?
I don't know. Okay, anyway.
Wait. I need more detail.
Okay. This is it. It's stupid, just say but it. I'm thinking of, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but okay, the best way I could say it is I used to work at a retail store when I was younger, and, you know, we did a lot of decorations for, like, Christmas and stuff, and we had this one decoration, and it was, like, a glass ball, like a clear glass ball, and it was wrapped in rope. What is that called? Is it called something?
I don't know.
Has anybody seen this before? Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
And you thought that was the
I
helm?
I don't know. When I hear the word the helm... Or when I hear the word helm, I just think of that. I don't know how. But I'm thinking of, like, that rope that's, like, twisted.
Yeah.
It's twisted and it's kind of, like, stringy.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, I know what you're talking about. And sometimes okay. you see that on like, boats. Like, big sailor, okay. like.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe, like, on the Pirates of the Caribbean, you've probably seen them with those big ropes or something.
Yeah. Oh, my. Listen, I don't know, but that's what comes to my mind. It wasn't. I mean, it is a little nautical, I think.
Yes.
I think it's a little. I don't know how or why.
Did you work at Nautica?
No.
Oh.
That would make sense. But of course, I didn't. So it doesn't really make sense. But I remember this decoration. I think it came out around like Christmas time. And I don't know. But anyway.
So that's what you thought
that's
of.
That's what I thought.
But now we know. And others probably did know. But it is the
steering wheel of the boat.
Yeah. Awesome. Love it. Love the theme. Love the nautical theme. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
So. Now we'll go to the menu. Mm. So, I don't know if you noticed, but my menu was the only one that had a logo on it, and I felt quite special.
Oh.
It has, well, it says the helm, and it's like an anchor.
Yes.
That was cool.
Okay. Yeah.
And their menu, I can't, it's like a tan, it looks like an old map.
Yeah. That's kind of what vibe I, too.
Like an old like map on a pirate ship.
Or like parchment paper. Yes. Like a map. Of, yeah.
Little details like that. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So the menu was, yeah, it was sort of like a nautical theme is the vibe that I got from it. I don't know if they were going with that, but that's what I felt too. But one thing that I noticed is that it seems like the menu changes a lot. You know, if you go on their Instagram, they have pictures of the menu and it's a little bit different because I remember before we went there, I looked on their Instagram. And I think it was, you know, the most recent menu that they may have posted had, like, these shrimp tacos. And I was, like, so in the mood for that.
I know. You were so hyped
and
for them.
I was like, ooh, yeah. But I had a feeling they may not have been there just because I saw that the menu like had changed. So that is just one thing, which is good. Because yeah, again, that,
different daily that gives specials. A local
vibe. Because again, you go somewhere like the Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's. I mean, these aren't even on the same scale, but it's like those are like commercialized. Like mm-hmm. that food is frozen; they just heat it up. And like
that's a good point because when you think about it, not everything can be in season.
Exactly, and the chefs really think about the menu.
Right,
and they actually think about what to put on there and they change it. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing.
So what'd you end up having?
So I got. Which is a little strange for me, but I don't know. I was just feeling it. I got their smoked wings.
Mm-hmm. And I know, like we said, Brothers Barbecue are the only it's wings you will eat time. With the bone in.
Yes.
But we took a daring yes, trial here.
I did. So, of course, I asked if they had boneless wings. I was going to go for the boneless wings, but they didn't have them. So, but Amanda pointed out to me, she's like, oh, but Dina, they're smoked.
Yes.
I think you're going to really like them. And the owners of Brothers Barbecue have told me before, too, when I've reviewed their wings to them, they said, yeah. It's because it's smoked. It makes like all the difference. So is that okay? And I said, okay, maybe I will. Maybe I will like these. So I got the wings. I got the honey barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was it.
Yeah, it was barbecue. Yep.
Barbecue. Okay. And yes, they were traditional. I don't like to work when I eat. I don't like to be messy. I don't. Ugh, it's annoying. But whatever. I was just gonna suck it up, and I did it.
Yeah. And now, what did you think? Was it worth it?
Good. It was definitely worth it. They were really good. Because so they had that smoky flavor, which I love. And again, it makes the meat like just more tender. So,
yeah,
I mean, I don't want to compare too much, but as you guys know, if you listen, Brothers Barbecue is my all time favorite. But, so their wings weren't as like meaty as the Brothers Barbecue wings, but I think because they were smoked, it really like made the meat more worth it. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Because there wasn't that much, it was okay because like the meat is like, it's absolutely. Really flavorful, like each bite.
And so, we've seen pictures of their smokers, like you.
Yeah, they got legit smokers, and that they.
So they're not joking around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So now the sauce, because I'm definitely big on sauce. It's hard to describe. It was really good. That's what I can say. It was really good. It was a good mix of sweet and tangy too, which I love.
I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No, I know. It's a little bit hard to just... It doesn't...
Also, because I feel like it's different styles.
Yeah.
You know, because Brothers Barbecue, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Not knocking the helm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but... And Brothers Barbecue, they make their own sauce. Mm-hmm. That's their signature sauce. I'm not really sure what the helm does.
Yeah, I didn't see. Actually, I was curious about that, too. I probably should have asked if it is their signature sauce. I want to say probably.
Yeah, because I feel like everything they make... You know, is
yeah,
is and theirs.
It tasted like authentic. It didn't,
right.
You know,
that process.
No, yeah. So it's hard to describe. I mean, all I can say is that it was good. That's it. So.
Now the heat level wasn't obviously up there because it was just regular barbecue. Right?
But again, it wasn't too sweet and it wasn't too tangy, and it was just like a really good blend. It was a really good blend together.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, what I saw you eat, which was really interesting, was the mac and cheese.
Yes. So I also ordered the mac and cheese, which was called like Flamin' Hot Mac and Cheese, I think.
Yep.
And they had like Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top that looks like, you know, it was baked like how breadcrumbs usually would be. So they were like really crispy. And oh man,
it looks like they put like a flame on top of it, like a creme brulee,
right.
To really get like the crispiness,
like one of those torch things.
Yeah,
definitely. It was like crispy, a little burnt. It was,
on the sides, it was like that melty cheese on the side.
Yeah, it was like those little bowls that
like creme brulee.
Yeah, like creme brulee, or like sometimes like French onion soup will come in a similar bowl, and like the cheese comes out the side, and it's so good. And also, what Kyle had pointed out was that their pasta is homemade.
Yes.
Their pasta is homemade. Oh, my God. It was so good. It was like, oh, my God.
That makes it extra level.
Yeah.
Knowing that the pasta is homemade.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever tried to make homemade pasta before?
No.
We should probably do that.
I'm so stressed. But, yeah. Oh, I will.
I mean, you have to, like, I did it once in, like, high school when you have, like, home ec. And I was, like, stressed out. Because you have to, like, you know... That machine.
Yeah. So you got to make the flour and then you got to put it in the machine,
right? Yeah.
stressed out. Yeah. And I feel like all this hard work to make like 9 noodles.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much work. But I would love that. I love like cooking anything that I eat. But, and it's also, it's always been strange to me that homemade pasta is soft.
Yeah.
It's not, you know?
Right. Like not that, so obviously stuff you buy in the box. It's like,
yeah,
hard and rigid.
And it's also weird that you still have to boil it. I always thought that was weird.
But it's obviously, because it's a lot softer, it takes less time
to just like
to like, boil and cook. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, oh my gosh, the mac and cheese was so good. It was like kind of like in a cheese sauce, but like authentic, like cheese sauce. It tasted so like fresh. Like, it was good. Like, not like that processed like taste that you get.
Now, with the flaming hot Cheetos, how did that elevate the flavor to you?
It added a crunch and spice. I love spice.
We all know, yeah.
And like, okay, but I wouldn't necessarily like put like hot sauce on mac and cheese. Not necessarily. I mean, it might have to be a specific type of cheese, but
right. So I agree with you on that. I'd rather put like a spice versus like
a cayenne pepper or something, or like red pepper
versus a like a hot sauce.
Yeah.
I would rather add it in my mixture to make the that meal in itself spicy and not add hot sauce on top of it.
And this is, people, the mac and cheese connoisseur. Oh. So you got to take her word for it.
And I tried it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Really fresh. So what did... So we actually ended up going with our significant others. And the one and only... Norman had some critiques.
Yeah. We got, it was a clam, what was it called? The clam?
So steamers.
Steamers. Okay. Oh my God.
Okay.
I forgot.
So.
What are steamers?
That's what we call them.
Who's we? What do you mean we? You from Greenwood Lake?
I'm a Greenwood Laker now. I mean, by marriage. God. That's it.
I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe I've seen it somewhere before.
But it's clams.
It makes total sense. They're steamed. I mean, you steam clams, you steam mussels, like, absolutely. But it was just called steamers. But anyway, so here's the thing. That was ordered at the table. Really good. It was like the clams, and there was like a really flavorful sauce that they were in. But there was a little surprise in there, which my boyfriend Norman noticed. And I'm not going to lie, it threw me off a little bit.
We thought it was like a mistake.
So I was really thrown off. So we got there. And which, by the way, he said that he figured out what it was. I figured out what it was. So
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Okay, don't let him try to convince you, because he will. But I figured out what it was. So anyway, he takes like a spoonful of this, of these steamers.
Thank you. The correct.
steamers, right? And he's like, oh, what's this? And it's like a piece of meat. And I'm like... Yeah, what is that? And I'm like, because this is like clams and seafood, and there's like some bread on it. And I'm like, why is there like a chunk of meat?
I've never seen that before.
I was like, okay, so it threw me off. I was like, that's definitely not supposed to be there. And then I immediately thought, I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, they're not like meat in the kitchen. They're letting just food fly in anywhere and like, you know, whatever. Because I looked at it and I identified the meat, and it was pork. And I said, this is strange. Why is this in here? So then I just thought it was like the spoonful that he got. But as we continued to eat, we saw. Oh, let me just say. And Norman was not at all turned off by this. He was like loving it. He was like welcoming it. Like he likes to try like different types of meat. And like he's like a carnivore. Mm-hmm. Carnival, I almost said. Carnivore to the core, and he was loving it.
Yeah. Well, I also want to say that you can't really judge. I mean, you did eat pizza off Grand Central floor. Oh, if you want to mention that again. So I quickly just Googled, because I was very curious about clams and pork. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's like a Portuguese thing.
Oh.
So like I see Portuguese braised pork and clams, and it's like in a red sauce. This actually looks really good.
Okay.
So it's not strange. And as we found out, yeah, it was meant to be there.
It was meant to be there.
It was meant to be there, everybody.
Like, they're not sloppy. They meant to do that. And so that once we found that out, it makes it, like, cooler because that's a really odd,
unique,
different, yeah, unique combination that, you know, you wouldn't think of, and it kind of catches you off guard. But.
Right. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't eat this, but we had the Chipotle Ranch poutine with bacon.
Mm.
Now, poutine is usually, like, the French fries, cheese curds, and, like, a brown gravy.
Mm-hmm. It's Canadian.
Canadian. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the basic.
Yeah.
So, this, oh my goodness. I don't even know how to describe it. The Chipotle Ranch, which is homemade, and the whole combination of, so you, I like playing with my food, as you know. Like, mm-hmm, we're total opposites, you know. I love, you know, digging in.
Right.
It's like a project. So, you know, take the fork, digging in there, getting the cheese, the French fries, the bacon, and putting it on the plate. So good. The fries were fresh. They were crispy.
Mm.
The Chipotle Ranch was spicy. Actually, like, surprisingly, pretty spicy. Like, I was struggling a little bit.
I don't even
not
know
gonna lie.
I don't know. It looked like a lot, and I think
that's what it is.
I think I felt like it was gonna fill me up.
So. Yeah, you were overwhelmed. You're
overwhelmed.
But when we went to the Arnold House, you like did great. Remember we had the tater tots with the pickled onions
that
and the cheese.
Interesting. I did do well with that.
So, I don't know. Maybe because the steamers threw you off.
Yeah.
It was the pork and the steamers.
Maybe it was that. I was like, okay, let me take a breather here.
Yeah, but, and that was one of their specials. Like Dana was saying, you know, how they like to change things up. So, they have daily specials often. And one of the daily specials I had was the jalapeno popper burger with chipotle aioli. I was like chipotle all day.
Oh yeah.
I love it. It's my anything with aioli, like I'm like down for it. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was impressive, not only the size of the burger.
Okay, talk about being stressed out by food. God.
This burger was huge.
Oh, so big.
And
like what?
And what was awesome about it? So, the jalapeno popper is homemade. Like, when I taste the cream cheese in the jalapeno popper, like, it tasted so fresh.
Mm. Oh, I didn't really do it. That makes, well, duh.
Yeah, because it's jalapeno popper. So, it's like, it was breaded. The jalapeno popper was obviously stuffed, you know, with the cream cheese, and then it was breaded on top. And then when you took the bite, you tasted the combination of it all.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like,
that's
your taste buds are exploding.
Oh, my God. That again, that's if you can open your mouth wide enough. I'm telling you, this thing was like 6 inches thick.
It was big.
Like, it was like half a foot. Like, I know. But it looked good. I love jalapenos. I love cream cheese. And I love burgers.
Right.
So I would have
loved it. Was that good. So good. And then it came with the chips, which I was fine with because I had the fries and I saved it, the chips for later.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband got the fried chicken sandwich. When you took a bite of the chicken, it had like a chicken and waffle taste to it because it was like syrup, like maple syrup.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't taste like it was like drizzled on top, like it was cooked with. It's so, it was crazy.
That sounds good because it's sweet and salty. I love that.
And crunchy, so crunchy. Now, one thing he did mention, which I find this funny, and I'll say this in a minute, he said the chicken was too big for the bun. And at the Arnold House, it was the opposite. And I'm like, hard.
Yeah, you got to find the happy medium, because I agree. If the chicken is too big for the bun, that is equally as bad as the chicken being too thin for the bun.
But, you know, it's not like you can go to like a bun farm and find a perfect bun for your chicken.
The chicken though, you know, but it's, you know. It's,
but me personally, I'd rather have
more chicken. Yeah, I agree too.
So like if it's, you know, lesser of two evils kind of thing, I'd rather have
that. You can always cut it like in half and then get another, asking for another bun, make a whole nother sandwich. I mean, then it's like a medium-sized chicken for both. That's what I would do.
Oh, okay. Now that we're talking about a fried chicken sandwich, I want you to tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, what I did the other night.
Yes.
Okay.
and go.
Okay, this is totally out of character for me because I really don't eat fast food that much. I mean, I'm not afraid to eat it. I just, you know, just try not to. So anyway, I don't know how I got this idea. It was my idea. But my boyfriend and I wanted to, it was me that wanted to try 3 different chicken sandwiches from Popeyes, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
And rank it.
So last Friday we went to all 3 of these places and we got the 3 chicken sandwiches from them and I cut them all in half. So we each had like 3 halves of a right. sandwich and I was starving that day too. And I was like, this isn't going to be enough. Like we need to get more, but I'm glad that we didn't. So basically my ranking is the Popeyes chicken sandwich is number 1, Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich is number 2, and then McDonald's is number 3.
Yeah. So maybe unpopular opinion, but McDonald's is not up there for me.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. I like Wendy's. You know, I haven't had the Popeyes chicken sandwich. And for me, God tier is for fast food is Chick-fil-A.
So, yes. And we don't have a Chick-fil-A by us. But
oh, it's, you have to drive an, almost 50 yeah, minutes.
Where is it? In Jersey. Okay. So, I don't know. I wonder how it would be. And I've only had Chick-fil-A a handful of times in my life. I mean, it was good, although I don't know, like, because I actually love the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Right.
Like, that one stands out to me, like, a lot.
So, you know what I think we should do is try both one day.
We should. Absolutely. Yeah, because you haven't had the Popeyes one.
I haven't had the Popeyes one.
We should definitely do that.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was really cool for you to do. Yeah. So, anyone out there, if they want to do this as well, let us know what they
yeah.
think.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Chick-fil-A is God tier. But I haven't had the Popeyes, but I probably would agree with your ranking.
Yeah.
Because I do love a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
I love the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, too.
It's my go-to.
But the Popeyes one, but I do have to say, you know, the Popeyes one is, like, heavier. It's definitely yeah. greasier. Like, you know, you could taste the sugar in the bun. The Wendy's one is a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
Relatively, you know, with fast food, but, yeah.
So that was really cool and a little fun thing I wanted yeah. you to mention. What you sipping on? What will we sipping on? Some delicious craft beer. My husband had Russian Duck War Elephant. Now, he has been very daring because he started off as a stout guy. You know, not basic, but sort of just generic and what he liked and didn't really expand his mm-hmm. flavor, his palate.
Right.
And
hang tight for the our beer episode.
Yeah. We'll talk
more because Amanda and her husband, like, grew up drinking together. Like, they knew each other before they were 21.
I know. Like, we'll get into that. We'll yeah, get into our little love story.
Yes, because it's interesting. So
it's like love and basketball, but love and craft beer.
Ooh.
So War Elephant. Now, you did try it, too.
I tried it. Right?
And you had a similar, like, experience
yeah,
that I
it was
did.
Like, it was, like, heavy, like, kind of heavy, hearty, like a Guinness.
Yeah, said, which is right? weird because it's an IPA.
Too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an IPA, which shouldn't taste like a Guinness, which is like a stout. But I think it had, you said like chocolatey.
That's what I was trying to think of the word. I was like, I almost said smoky. No, it definitely wasn't smoky. It was like a chocolatey, like, undertone to it.
Right. But I don't know. Maybe it just, we were like eating a lot, different palates. I don't know. But it tasted interesting. Mm-hmm. It was still good, but not my type. I'm not really into double IPAs. It's a bit much for me. Mm-hmm. I'm more of just the regular IPA. And right now, my favorite is Industrial Arts Wrench. Now, you liked it as well because it's like citrusy.
And it's light. It's a light beer. It's like not a dark beer. It's like, you know, goes down easier. And yeah, it has like a little like orangey, lemony.
So it's like if you look at the, I like the design. I have to show you designs mm-hmm. of some of the beers I like. And I mentioned before, I like when they explain to you
yes,
on the can.
The description of how it tastes.
Right.
Yes,
because the design could look cool, but I kind of want a little description of what I'm about to mm-hmm. taste right now.
Yeah.
And Industrial Wrench beer. Oh, so good. So it's basically like grapefruit with a kick to it. Mm. So it's like the citrusy, it's not dry like some, you know, mm-hmm. beers are. And it's like juice, but not sweet.
Right.
because it's still that IPA taste.
Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Yeah. And I'm just happy. That's why I like going to local spots, because they are able to have local beers. And that's why when I did travel to Europe, what I found was really cool is I went to this Sherlock Holmes bar. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. Wow. Sherlock Holmes theme. I love theme bars to begin with.
Yeah.
They had, beers from Czech Republic or different places like that.
Wow.
And I love experiencing local stuff.
Yeah.
So when I'm able to go somewhere and they have the availability of that and they have the relationships with the local people, that to me is great.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to enjoy the local experience mm-hmm. at that spot. And for those who may not, like craft beer, they actually do have other cocktails, like any other restaurant or, bar. You can get any mixed drinks, mixed cocktails, and things like that if you are not a beer person. And also, I want to mention that they do have Sunday brunch available Sundays, 11 to 3. And looking at the menu, looking at one of this, Wake Up Poutine, Cajun seasoned hand-cut fries, 2 maple fried eggs, Holy Helm sauce.
Mm.
That for sure.
Amazing.
Sign me up. And now it's time for our ratings. Yeah. Having fun with this little soundboard here.
Yeah.
We want to elevate our sound a little bit, guys. So Let us know, is it working? Is it all right?
Are we making fools of ourselves? We don't really care about that, but you can say it. It's fine.
So let's start with ambiance. Mm-hmm. What would you rate the ambiance overall? Don't think too hard.
I know. Jeez, not being a local and coming in, it's nice to see people knowing each other and, being there, seeing friends and things like that. Everybody seemed like they knew each other and it was good. And I liked you kind of want to go when you go out, you kind of want to be around people. You want to be at a place that's popping, You don't want to
where it's dead.
Yeah, because if it's dead, I don't know. That makes me feel like the food's stale.
The place is stale.
The place is stale. People are just sitting around waiting for somebody to come in. No, it was lively. There was people there. So it was good. And it's it's right on the water. I love water and boats and everything like that. So it was nice to be able to see the water out the window.
So what would you give the ambiance?
The ambiance. I would give a 4 out of 5, I guess.
4 out of 5?
4.5 out of 5.
4.5?
Right on the water.
Right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would have to give it probably the same too, because mm-hmm. it is small, and I think right now, I think they do have plans to expand it, because they are getting really busy and lively, mm-hmm. even more so with their popularity. It's a little small, I feel like. And sometimes some places like to keep it small, because it has that ooh, you got to wait to get in kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're not trying to do that. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to keep up. And mm-hmm. with the outdoor seating, it definitely will help.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with an expansion, it would definitely elevate it much more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I give it a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the food?
The food, 4.5 out of 5.
What is that 0.5 missing for you?
So, you know what? I kind of feel like I wish they had the option of boneless wings. I mm-hmm. wish they had that. So that takes away from it.
It's not real. Okay.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
I'm just kidding.
You're not going there.
I'm just kidding.
No. That's the only thing that takes it, because it was really, the mac and cheese was really good and the sauce was really good. My hands were messy. And
yeah.
They didn't give me white. It's just a hassle. To okay. eat with your hands, wings with your hands.
Yeah. So you want them to provide wipes?
Yeah.
Okay. Some barbecue spots do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
They give you the hand wipes after. Even Buffalo yeah. Wild Wings actually does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I have wipes.
That's a good idea.
In the car. No,
but that's actually a good idea.
So I'm sorry, it takes away a little bit from it.
It's okay. No worries. I mean, for me, I mean, maybe a little biased, but because I am familiar with the spot, but mm-hmm. I think everything was just spot on, so good. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a 5.
Good.
Across, so good. I recommend it. Now the drinks.
Mm.
I mean, we only had beer, but as far as, it's kind of hard to rate it, but I think as far as maybe selection that you saw,
mm-hmm.
Was the selection enough? Does it cater to everybody?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really look that deep into it. I didn't really look. I mean, I did see they have a lot of beers. So I saw on the menu mostly the beer, and I was like overwhelmed. I was like, Amanda, okay, what? Which one did you get? Because what should I get?
Yeah.
Which was fine. I'm glad that Amanda was there because I would have been overwhelmed. If you weren't there, I wonder what I would have gotten to drink, actually. Yeah.
I think they would have probably helped you.
Yeah. Well, and if anything, I would have just even gotten, like, you know, a vodka soda, Patron, and Sprite or something. Because I don't like sweet drinks. I like very, like, simple, like, drinks. That's why, like, I don't necessarily have a taste for beer, but I'd pick beer over something else because I like, something that's not sweet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, if you could rate it, then, I mean, rate the beer.
Yeah, the beer was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm glad that they had that choice rather than just, like, Bud Light, Coors Light. You know,
right.
They definitely had a variety. And it compared to the one that Kyle had gotten, it was very different. It mm-hmm. was light. It was, like, fruity, kind of. So I'd say a 5 out of 5 for the drinks.
Yeah. And like we said before, you know, there's a great selection of other things if you're not a beer person. So I'm glad that it doesn't just focus on one variety of a drink because, you know, people like different things. So that was really good. So I have to rate that 5 out of 5 as well. Mm-hmm. And I like that they're consistently, because Tin Barn is new.
Mm-hmm.
So they went and they actually got one of the kegs and brought it to the Helm. Also, I forgot to mention is that the Helm brings their smokers and they actually go to places like Tin Barn. So there's some breweries mm-hmm. that maybe don't have their own food.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Barn does have the brick oven pizzas, but there's some breweries that don't have their own food. They have food trucks. I know in the past, the Helm has actually brought their smokers and have provided food for the breweries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that little commingling business vibe little, to that.
Yeah, definitely.
So definitely 5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, I guess close to a 5 score for the Helm.
Yeah.
And I think Greenwood Lake in general, you know, this gives it an opportunity to give Greenwood Lake more of a lively vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the past stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
I love the local vibe. Everyone can enjoy. They can get off the boat or mm-hmm. before they go to the boat, they can enjoy a meal at the Helm. The view is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I recommend it.
Yeah.
So for me, 4.7
Ooh.
Out of 5.
Okay.
So I don't know. I can't have calculated an average my scores, but I'm going to guess 4.7.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
I say 4.5. Mm-hmm. I'll stick with that.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, would you recommend?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, go there. Okay, complete. I mean,
it's worth the drive. I don't know where, you know, a lot of our listeners live.
Yeah, actually, it is worth the drive because our drive back was very adventurous.
Was it?
It was like all these back roads. It was like windy.
So it was like scenic.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
And it was like an area that I've like never driven in before. I love that. And we were just like looking around. Definitely try it out. I mean,
worth the drive, and it's getting nice out, people.
Yeah,
their outdoor seating is going to be open. You get to enjoy the water, enjoy Greenwood Lake.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth it. Check it out. And just to remind everyone, make sure you follow, like, subscribe on our Instagram, bite.me podcast. We also are selling mugs, hoodies, and t-shirts.
Yes.
Check the link in our Instagram bio. We're also on Facebook. And we're going to start using TikTok. We're going to start.
Look at us go.
We're trying our best. We're trying our best.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, for continuously supporting.
Thank you.
And we will catch you guys next time.